Yo, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Vibe With Me. I'm your host, Rashawn, and it is so much going on right now. We're going to get right into what's going on in rap and in the world. So, the first thing I want to talk about is Kanye. I want to say my brother, but I'm not claiming you right now. And the reason why I'm not claiming you, because you have lost your mind. Not only is he beefing with everybody, like people that have went to back for him, supported him, he on everybody's hit list right now. He done started some stuff with Puffy. He done exposed some text messages that they've been going back and forth with. He done started some stuff with Boosie, putting all this information online that don't even need to be online. He done said something about Justin Bieber's wife, Hailey, talking about her nose job. He just going at everybody. People are tired of it. People been actually responding back, you know. Like I said, you know, Puff been responding back. Meek Mill had a whole post, and he was talking about how he just didn't like where he was coming from and what he doing right now. He said it ain't cool. You know, Charlamagne the God, he said he not messing with him no more. Jason Lee said he ain't rocking with him no more. It's a lot of people that have, I'm not going to say turned their backs on him. I'm just saying they're not dealing with it. He went viral over the weekend because he was at a fashion show in Paris where he was wearing white and black White Lives Matter shirts. Now, him and Candace Owens were both wearing the shirts, and we all just be wondering what be on his mind. What's the outcome? Like, what does he want the outcome to be? To me, I always feel like he'll tell us what's going on with him. We'll be there for him. And then a couple months later, something else will happen. There's always something with him. And a lot of times he likes to play the victim, and he don't like to look at himself and just say, man, it's me. Like, he just went on an interview talking about how he respect his children's mother, and then he apologized to her the way he treated her. Now, this week, he went back on another interview. He was on Tucker Carlson's show, and he was on that interview talking down on her again, talking about how what type of videos she wear, what type of videos that she does, and she dresses like a slut and all this extra stuff. So that made your apology invalid. But also, it's just enough is enough. You know, I know he's angry at a lot of people, but the people that you angry at, you're not taking your anger out on them. You're taking your anger out on your own people. And that's the main thing. Don't ever turn your back on your people. We the ones that put you on. Don't ever forget that, Kanye. Don't ever forget that. But we're going to keep rolling, because I could spend the whole episode on him. So we're going to talk about the BET Hip Hop Awards. Yes, the BET Hip Hop Awards was this week, and we had some winners. We had some winners. Shout out to Glorilla and CMG. She won Breakout Artist of the Year. I mess with Glorilla so tough, man. I've been following her career. You know, I've been following all her crew, you know, that she rolled with, and I've been listening for a while. So to come up has definitely not been short, but I see bright things for her in her future. Kendrick Lamar, he won Lyricist of the Year. album of the year. He just bringing home all the, he bringing home all the trophies. You know what I'm saying? For hip hop podcast of the year, it was a tie between Carisha Please and Drink Champs. So they both won. And I didn't see Carisha make a speech, but Drink Champs, Nori and DJ FN, they made a speech. And they were just, you know, just real happy to finally be recognized after a long time coming. So shout out to Drink Champs. But it was a lot of good performances that night. The Clips came back together. Jeezy and ESTG performed. You know, Jeezy was in rare form doing his thing. Shout out to DJ Drama. He won DJ of the Year. 50 Cent won Hustler of the Year. They are Favio, Foreign, he performed. Lil' Kim performed. It was just a good night. You know, Lotto won Song of the Year. Shout out to Big Lotto. And speaking of Lotto, we're going to keep it right there. It's been some controversy on the net with Kodak Black. You know, he been coming at her for a while now. And he really been showing his tail, man, for real. Because at first he was saying how there's nothing wrong with women empowerment. But then he was still mad that he lost to her. He was like, he thought it was unfair. And he felt like he should have won because his song had more streams on YouTube. And yes, it did have more streams. But then again, we don't know who's in charge of the voting. Oh, you, the people are. So if they totaled it up for Lotto, hey, you got to give her props. But the way he going about it, it's just crazy. He done made so many videos. And then he's boycotting BET because he feel like that they targeted him. So hopefully, you know, Kodak could get out his feelings and apologize. You don't gotta talk to her like that. You know, she didn't do nothing to you. Now, the only thing, another thing I think he was mad at, it because allegedly earlier this year, Lotto was saying that it was a song that didn't get cleared on her album. And she said that the rapper was like, he'll clear, but then she got to sleep with him. And she never said it was Kodak, but people was thinking that it was Kodak. And Kodak was just like, you know, she never cleared that up. So I know he felt some type of way about that as well. So it's just a lot going on. But as we go forward, you know, hopefully Kodak chill out. And like I said, shout out to Big Lotto again. So we're going to keep it rolling. Also, Diddy and Puff. Now, I'm sorry, not Diddy and Puff. I'm sorry. Diddy and Mace. They have been going back and forth. Oh, before I get into that, shout out to Trina. She won Humanitarian Hip Hop Award. Shout out to you, Trina. So now back to Diddy and Mace. Now, for people that don't know their history, they were friends. They were both on Bad Boy. Of course, Puffy was the producer, the rapper. Also, he was CEO. He was everything. And then you had Mace, you know, like I said, Mace was the rapper as well. Now, back in the day, Mace did an album. He was on tour with them. He said he wrote for Puffy. Jadakiss said he wrote for Puffy. But he also said that Puffy owes him money. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Puffy did an interview on The Breakfast Club, and Charlamagne Tha God asked him, "What's up with you and Mace?" And Mace said you owe him money. Now, Puffy said that Mace owes him $3 million. And Puffy said he's never owed nobody money a day in his life. So he said, he put a challenge out there. He said, anybody who thinks I owe them money, he said, show yourself. So We're going to see what comes of that, but... And then, I guess Mace heard wind of the interview, and he came with a response. He said, your mother got the records. He said, so go ask her. So, I don't know where this going to go, but I do hope that, like I said, they just relax. It's so much beef right now, you know. And since we're talking about beef, we gotta go here. So, as we sticking on rap, the women in rap, excuse me, have been going at it hard. Now, it's been like a pyramid. The reason why I say it's been like a pyramid is because, so we're gonna start at the top. Nicki and Cardi basically have been beefing on and off. Whether they want to admit to the public or not, but everybody knows. They've been beefing on and off for like at least, I say, the last 4 years. It all started around motorsport. Now, the reason why this is so important is because they used to acknowledge each other. They used to root for each other. Also, it was a fashion show. No, the Met Gala. I'm sorry. I'm getting my events mixed up. The Met Gala, they had a little run-in, you know. Allegedly, you know, Cardi ran up on her. And it didn't go too well, you know. Somebody got a knot on their head. But also, fast forward to right now, 2022, they sub-tweeting each other on Twitter. And not only are they sub-tweeting, now extra people are getting added into the beef. So, Akbar V, who was a rapper, she was on Nicki's song, Super Freaky Girl Remix. Her and Cardi was going back and forth. They was subbing each other real bad, and some videos got leaked about each other, and of course, people pick sides like they always do. Her account got blocked. Then comes JT. JT comes. They going back and forth about a couple things. One called one a dog. Other called a wiener. They arguing in the DMs. People trying to bring Carisha in it. They like, Carisha, where you at? That ain't got nothing to do with her, you know. So, also, another girl by the name of Malibu Mitch, she's tagging Cardi, saying she want to fight and she don't do that internet stuff. Cardi pull up in her hood. She don't see the girl. She left. Now, the reason why this is all interesting is because it's like high school, but Cardi giving him the time. She don't have to, but, you know, I guess she felt like this is, you know, her sparring power. And one thing she knows how to do well, she knows how to clap back. A lot of people don't know how to clap back. Cardi definitely knows how to clap back. You know what I'm saying? Then she a hood chick. You can't mess with no hood chick like that. And she don't forget where she from. She definitely gonna always let you know where she from. The money has not changed her. She's still the same girl she always been. Now, I don't know where Malibu Mitch came from. She just, like I said, she just started coming at Cardi for no reason. But the one coincidence of it all these girls were on Nicki's song. Now, I'm not saying Nicki sent these girls, but what I'm saying is they are connected to Nicki. Now, Nicki has not said nothing, but that does not mean, but they still be subtweeting each other. It's childish, and I truly do believe that they could really be good friends. And the reason why I say they could really be good friends is because if you look at the back and forth between each other, it's very entertaining. So they both have dope personalities. You can tell from the sparring they do each other, even without saying each other's names, you can tell they're talking about each other. So, but you can also tell that if they was to let the beef go, they'd be good friends. I wish they would get back in the studio, because Motorsport was a bop. So, you know, and I don't know how the Barbs or Barty gang would look at it if they was to squash it, if they was to ever squash it, you know. So, but as of right now, it's kind of settled. Ain't nobody really said nothing in these last couple days. I mean, Akbar tried to come back. She tried to make a diss track. It wasn't good. But whatever. Now, as of right now, like I said, rappers are going to rap, you know. And in rap, things do come to the light. Now you have this situation between Sweetie, Quavo, Offset, and Lil Baby. Now, the reason why I named all those rappers is because they've all been talking about Sweetie on the song. Quavo got a song called Messy. And he brought up on the song, he said, Carisha, please, you messy. I heard my dog mess with you, and I heard you screw my dog. You know what I'm saying? So, in the song, he's alleging that his ex, Sweetie, was messing with his dog. Now, he didn't say his dog's name. So, that's why a lot of people are confused whether it's Offset or Lil Baby. Now, Sweetie has denied all allegations. People have asked her. She continues to deny it. That is fine. But that does not take the fact that these men are still bringing you up in these raps. So, either whether it's true or not, it's out there. And if she wants to live with it not being true, or if being true and she not saying nothing, that's up to her. But what I've noticed too, also, not only in rap, but just in life in general, it just seems like now the bond between brothers is not really there no more. It seems mostly that they not connected like they used to be. It's like it used to be bros before hoes. Now it seems like it's hoes before bros. You used to never let nobody come between you and your crew. But then, was your friendship really like that? That's how I look at it. Was it really like that? Because there's no way. And that's another thing I don't get. Out of all the women you could choose, why would you go after the one that your boy had? I never can understand that. You had to get the same one your friend got. I don't understand it, man. I really don't, man. Dudes just be childish, man. Be childish. But also, that's neither here nor there. It's been a lot of albums that came out. You know, Gibbs dropped his album. Neff and Few, they dropped their album. Infinity Lynx. Who else dropped? Young Boy dropped his album, 3800 Degrees. It's a single. Hold on, let me listen to this single real quick. All right. I just wanted to throw a little Jasmine in there. You know, got to set the vibe a little bit. So, let's talk a little bit about these broken relationships. Because, boy, it's been, that's also been heavy this week, too. So, the first relationship I want to bring up is, it has come to my attention that NFL player, Hall of Famer, All-American, Tom Brady, and his wife, Gisele Bundchen, I think that's her name, are going for divorce. They both getting lawyers, so it's getting very serious. What I've realized is when he came back for this season, his wife wasn't happy. She's been talking, you know, to people, and she said that, you know, her husband ain't been the same since he left Boston. You know, he in Florida now, is hot. I really don't know what she meant by that. I don't know if he's got a wandering eye or he just probably ain't been himself. She probably looking at like, oh, he ain't the same man I married. So, but also, I feel like that she really didn't want him to go back to football. I feel like that she wanted him to stay at home and do whatever he was going to do. She just didn't want him to get back on that field. So now they got to work it out with the courts. And I don't know how this going to play out either. You know, they got two boys. Properties, it might get ugly. So we're definitely going to find out. Now, moving on to the next couple on the docket. Tia and Corey Hardick, that's his name. They are calling it quits after 14 years of long marriage. They're calling it quits. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I seen this video that they did. It was a couple videos they did. And he just looked like he was just so fed up with her. And I don't even know if that's what he was thinking, but that's what his body language was giving off. He was just looking like he was just so fed up. So, I don't know where they met at, but I know, I'm not going to say he's a struggling actor. I mean, he's been in some indie films and a couple, I think he's been in a couple shows, I think. But I just, you know, we don't really know why they are getting divorced, but as of right now, we're just going to say both of them was unhappy. Because I never like to point blame on nobody because we don't know. So they was unhappy, and they did say that they're trying to do what's best for the kids, which is always good. So as we get more details on the story, I'm gonna definitely get back with y'all. Now, Miguel and his wife, I don't know her name, they're also getting a divorce. I'm telling you, it's been divorce week. It's been a busy week, I'm trying to tell you. It's so draining. See all this black love go out the window. But, you know, some people are meant to last a season. Some people are meant to last a lifetime. So, we will get there. Now, I don't even have a... I was going to say on a lighter note. I don't even have a lighter note. But yeah, that's what it is. That is what it is. I want to get into a little bit of this Young Boy album. Fuck BT. Fuck BT. It's called No Alarm. Found my way in this game, paid left the cane on my way to touring.
snake my summer, that mean I'm a type of nigga cut throat to the bone. Better get your hands on, that pussy shit always acting like something wrong. Dick holding ass nigga always trying to make a nigga put him on. I won't give him a phone. Treat the rap game like the dope, so tell a lib I ain't taking no shorts. I'm thinking in this bitch a sign of pit ignorance, but a business man at heart. And them
It's called Drop on My Shoulder.
Mercy Beats, nigga.
Yeah. Big dog shit. Believe that. What it is, bitch? Salute me when you see me, nigga. Cause I'm a soldier. You ain't recognize, you ain't notice. I took that chopper on my shoulder. I'm a G and I'm a running shit like a G. No, he's supposed to. So quick, though, you would think that they bought some back from Magnolia. I'm a convicted felon, bad illegal guns without no hoes. I'm a catch you for your belly, even want to slip, yo. I got a gangster bitch, I'm a gangster nigga. She know how to hold. I stick the dice game to my friend attend and tell him one of them niggas old, man. No, this hoe just trying to play me close cause I know this and I know for sure. Trying to get.
Freddie Gibbs, Too Much.
Yeah, yeah. Can't train, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, I hate, you know. Nigga, yeah, yeah. Too much for you. Yeah. Real quick, you know what I'm saying? Too much. He said. Yeah. Rocks in the nigga wrist, too much. 40 autos on a bit, too much. 40 to a nigga sip, too much. I done hit another nigga, bitch, too much. I got way too many enemies, gotta be too much. Nigga with the muggy diamonds, they never could pull up. Backstage at the show, these hoes gon' choose. To the shot, these hoes get blew up. Michael Tyson, no, but nigga gotta beat it. Did the pussy undisputed, then the head was undefeated. Once I hit another city, then the number get deleted. Did the pussy undisputed, then it's creeping undefeated. Once I seen the whole person, knew the bitch was overrated. Knew the shit was...
All right, that's it with that. So, after that little musical selection that we've done today, I just want to leave y'all with this. Don't stop being yourself. And if anybody tell you that you being yourself is something wrong with you, hey, those are just people you shouldn't be around. Because at the end of the day, can't nobody do you like you. You're unique in your own way. So don't ever stop being that. Keep moving forward. And keep being a blessing. Because I tell you, somebody out here needs your energy. Somebody out here needs your joy, your laughter. Everything that you are. Don't ever forget that. Nobody told y'all they love y'all today. I love y'all. Stay encouraged. Stay blessed. Stay prayed up. Take care.